Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's the petty thing you judge someone for? The thing that immediately makes you think less of them? Again, we ruled out obvious things. People who are bad to children or animals, and people that steal, and people that abuse, all that stuff.
People who use the wrong parts of speech really annoys me. It makes me judge them. It makes me think that they're not intelligent when they are a certain age and they can't figure out the difference between the twos and the theirs and the scenes and the saws.
What if they say supposedly?
Oh, yeah. That's way up there.
Library?
Library, Chimbley.
One that really gets
Paschetti.
Me.
Paschetti, yeah, sure.
Is could've or should've, where it's, if you spelled it, it's could apostrophe V-E.
Right.
But when people say could've, you could've done this, like could and then the word of.
Yeah, I don't notice as much when they're speaking, but when they write it
when
that
they write
way,
it out,
yeah, they could've. You go, it's not could've, it's could have. It's a contraction.
Ooh, I could care less, people.
What is that?
Well, it's I couldn't care less.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you could care less, it means you could care less.
I just don't care about that
care.
One.
Yeah,
that one doesn't. I mean, you're right. You are absolutely correct. But of course, I don't care about people's weird grammar because I have weird grammar. So, yeah that's
sometimes,
on par.
Yeah.
You want me to read you some? Just
yes.
No matter what they say, these are what the audience says?
Sure, of course. Sure. Because I'm sure I'll agree with some and think they're crazy on others.
Socks with flip-flops. When adults talk like babies. Either to children or pets. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
If you have a fanny pack, I don't get you.
Fanny packs are my favorite when I go to concerts and shows and festivals. So easy just to have it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna judge that one.
Yeah, if you enjoy looking stupid, let that be your jam.
Right.
It's not a great look, but they're really helpful. Like, I like things that have purpose, and a fanny pack has great purpose.
Do you have a fanny pack?
I do.
Do you wear it?
Only when I'm going out for a hike that's going to, like, if I'm going to be out for, like, an hour or 2 hours, like, a longer hike, and then I can put stuff in there. Then
your little saddlebag?
Yeah, and because cargo...
Why don't you wear it in the airport? Because I think if you wore a fanny pack while you traveled with us, that would provide you with a lot of comfort and us with a lot of joy, making fun of you for every minute that we were there.
I don't need it. I have a backpack. But, you know, when you're going on a hike, you don't want something as big as a big backpack. I'm not taking that much stuff with me. I might just have, like, a little pocket knife in there, maybe a granola bar, maybe my water bottle jammed in there.
Need a place for your num-nums.
Yeah, I had to start doing that once cargo shorts became uncool.
Where do I go for my pockets
now?
Yeah,
where do I put all my stuff?
I just went back to the cargos, and I'm like, ugh, I'm back in.
Yeah.
I judge people when, like, a really cute kid or, you know, a baby, it smiles at you, and it waves, and you don't wave or smile back.
Oh, like, when a little kid says hello to you and you just walk by them, I think you're a monster.
Yeah, just say hi, make their little day, you know? Yep. Same with a pet. If my dog walks up to you and she's giving you those, like, little Disney eyes, hi, I'm Muffin, and you don't say hi to her, I'm like, are you a person? Are you real in there? I can't walk by a dog that looks at me like, please pet me, or a dog that walks up to me very friendly. I can't just look at that and not pet it.
Bobby in Arkansas, people who smack their lips together when they're eating or with their mouth open. This one, if you've had a shot for COVID or worn a mask since 2021, you're an idiot. Again, he's a little more judgy.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if that's what you want to
judge.
When
people say espresso or especially.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. It's hard for me not to judge that. See, that's that part of grammar and speech. People use words wrong.
This person says, if I work in construction in a related field and the amount of times I hear someone say the height drives me crazy. There's no H. It's height.
Which is weird because that's actually a harder way to say it, too.
Height.
Like they've chosen wrong and harder.
This one from Albany. I judge anyone who's too passionate about any one thing. Tell me you love reality shows or watching others' drama. I probably don't think you're a good person for that either.
Yeah.
That's an everything in moderation person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like people who chew gum really loud.
No, no one does.
Anything.
Yeah.
Right?
But is that a pet peeve or does it make you judge them? Because there is a little bit of a I mean, sometimes it's the same thing, but sometimes it's different.
Both. I'm like, you look so bad with your mouth like that. Stop it. I can't stop judging the fact, like, your mouth is that so you can smack your gum.
Do you know what makes me think you're a dumb person?
What?
People who get up and clog the area at an airplane gate, and they know they're not getting on anytime soon. They're in group seven, and they're standing up there in front, and you can't tell if they're in line or just standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it. Also, and this is because I fly too much, probably, obviously, but the people that, when the plane lands, rush to the front as though they have a late connection. Because I'm fine with the people who are like, this plane's a little late. I have a tight connection.
For sure.
I want them to go. I want them to have every chance they can, because when that's me, I want the same luxury.
Yeah, I've been there.
But the people that crowd to the front and then they force you to stay in your seat longer and go against what is the norm of front rows exit first. And then they get out and they're standing in the aisleway or in the jetway, or they get out and then they stand by the gate because they don't have anywhere to go. They just didn't want to wait in their seat because it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I can't stand them.
Yeah, that's I think that falls in the general category of just people who are in the way.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it happens at the grocery store sometimes, too. The people that are going and they need to get something and they leave their cart on an angle in the middle of the aisle so nobody can go in either direction, and they're just standing there. You go, yeah, man, you're killing everyone.
This one from Buffalo. This seems pretty judgy. I just think less of volunteer firefighters. They're always tools, and I judge all of them poorly. Oh. I have never heard that one before.
Wow. Yeah, that is a new one. That I have not passed judgment.
I've always thought that was pretty impressive. They're giving of their time, and they're seeing some pretty bad things in some cases. They're helping people at their worst moments.
See, I never see them in action, but I've always been jealous that they can take their regular car and put kick-ass lights on them. And that has appeal to me.
I judge people when you go, like, you see their hometown or whatever, and maybe they were really good at sports, and they're comparing themselves to, like, the 15-year-olds that are on the field now. Like, oh, man, y'all remember when we were out there? It was blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, bro, if you peaked at 15 or 16 and you're comparing your 50-year-old self to a 15 or 16-year-old based on how you were, you know, 40 years ago.
Oh, we'd have killed these guys.
It's so judgy. And I don't care. Like, I wasn't there. Who cares? But for whatever reason, the whole time they're talking, I'm like, such a loser. Even if I like you, even if you're my friend, like, stop doing that. Nobody cares how well you did in high school.
They don't.
Nobody, literally
they just
nobody.
Don't care.
I really don't need to know about that one team you played up against Evans High School where you almost won 40 years ago.
Kelly, we would have won state if Coach had put me in.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Steve.
Coach
God,
Carter?
Bro, hate that for
Is
you.
Is it Coach Carter?
Yeah, I haven't played man. Yeah. That good
he really
since
works
the Coach
you
Carter
hard.
Days. Yeah.
Coach Carter, that guy. People who play slow pitch softball like they're in the Major League Baseball playoffs. Yeah, that's a good
one.
That's yeah, almost anyone who takes anything too seriously that should not be taken seriously.
Turns out this volunteer firefighter thing has some legs. Other people,
really?
Volunteer firemen, they are always the worst. This one, VFF, volunteer firefighters, are the worst. Oh. They are just nothing but BS stories every time they talk.
Again, that's
the firefighter's
going to
stand for that?
I don't know, yeah.
Come on, let's hear it. Let's hear your rebuttal.
This one, volunteer firefighter here. I bet one of us banged that dude's wife.
Of course you did, because all firefighters are sluts.
Yeah, that's
all of them.
Yeah. Also,
like, why are all of y'all sluts? Didn't we just talk about this the other day? And we were confirmed by firefighters that you all are, in fact, sluts.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah. Is a volunteer firefighter still a slut?
Way sluttier.
Yeah.
They are?
Yeah, you're like slut. You're volunteering to be in the slut club.
Yeah. Yeah, they're firefighters, but harder to find.
Yeah.
Harder to track down.
Right.
You're not just hanging out at the fire station.
We had talked last week about how. No, never mind. I can't say it.
Yeah, you can.
No, because out of context, it would be a violation.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
But I got text confirming from many firefighters.
Yeah. But they're like much more manly and typically handsome food workers. Like, people who work in restaurants are all sluts, men and women.
That's true. Especially if you work in the kitchen.
Everyone's always banging in those places.
For sure.
Jamie's in New York State. You're a volunteer firefighter who would like to speak on behalf of the volunteer firefighters everywhere. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, fellas. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Doing good. We were, you know, a little bit surprised how under attack you've become.
Yeah, that is a little surprising because in the end, when you're sitting in a ditch needing your life saved, when a volunteer shows up, that's when they really appreciate a volunteer. In the end, go ahead.
I was just going to say, they're probably not going to go, oh, great, douchebags arrived.
Oh, yeah,
meanwhile,
they
got a piece of rebar sticking out of their left ventricle.
Yeah, for sure. But in the end, all firefighters and EMTs out of a volunteer service get exactly no different training than a paid service does. We get the same training. You got to do this. I mean, everything is the same. The only difference is that we do not get paid.
So
we get all the training, and you can't do them things without that training, or you can't even be a volunteer.
Now, we're on your side.
But there is other things to be.
But I
I just wanted to tell that douchebag.
Yeah. No, I did read that if you actually become a professional firefighter, they do give you an etiquette class so you're not such a dork.
Is that true?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I mean, you got to respect all public no matter what it is. I mean, no matter how much of a dork they are in the ditch, you still got to respect it and be professional,
though
we are volunteers.
Have
a good day.
Thank you, Jamie.
I'm sad he didn't confirm if they were all sluts or not.
Right.
Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah, volunteers don't get paid as much in money, but we make up for it in ass.
Yeah. Yeah. So you give it up for free is what you're telling me, bud? Okay.
I don't get a paycheck, but I get a poon check.
Oh, yeah. A lay check. Oh.
This one's making your wife happy. My jaws of life.
Little mouth to mouth.
My Monte Carlo has a strobe light.
Let me volunteer my hose. Hey, question. How do you feel about people who only button one button of their sports jacket? Like, you know, when men have to wear sports jackets.
Isn't that
it's pretty common.
I hate it.
If you're standing, it's okay to have both buttoned. But if you have to sit, you got to unbutton one otherwise.
Why not unbutton both of them?
You got to unbutton them all when you sit.
You don't have. Well, I mean, you don't have
if
to.
You
that's,
had.
I guess it depends on.
That's like
on,
the etiquette. I always thought that was the etiquette. Like, you button the top button if you're up and walking around, and as soon as you sit down, you unbutton it.
I think a truly classy gent would have both buttoned, but that's very unusual.
I'm glad you brought this up, because I've always hated the one button thing.
I hate it. I
hate it. But I'm like, well, that's what everybody tells me I have to do.
No, you don't.
I'm going all buttons from now on.
Yeah, all buttons or no buttons.
Button that thing up.
You should sew in some extra buttons.
If I could.
That used to be the thing not that long ago, like probably 15, 20 years ago, where the three button was like the big thing.
I had a three button. Nothing but buttons. That would be my goal.
Or go back to the era when we had double-breasted, which was popular. Yeah. And man. You had many buttons.
Plus, you could get a suit belt that went around the outside. Same color as your suit.
A suit belt?
Yeah.
It's
the same color as your suit. Made of the same material. And then you put it on. It goes around the belly. Or you could wear it a little higher, like around the nips. And some people would even wear it like where the D is, that area.
Is it like karate belts for business people?
Yeah, but it's the same color as the suit, but you can mix and match.
Like a bathrobe?
Yeah,
but it doesn't have any loops.
It's kind of like more of the era of like the $6 million man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, pretty far back there.
Only one who knows what a suit belt is.
I apologize.
Yeah. Stupid.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.